San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. The musical Annie, Thursday through Sunday, August 11th through the 14th and the 18th through the 21st. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or at 505-599-1148.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullup, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullup. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Here we are.
I know.
It's a Friday morning. It's a beautiful day, right?
Fridays are always so promising.
Aren't they? Right? The weekend is before us.
Yeah.
Lots of...
The land of opportunity and catching up on chores.
Okay. All right.
That's how the weekends go.
Is that at your house?
Yeah. A little bit of chores, okay. A little bit of errands, and then some fun.
Okay. In that order? Or not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It depends.
Right.
Depends on when the fun is.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Understood. Well, yeah, exactly. So here we are. Gosh, it's past the middle of August is what I was trying to say.
I know.
Right?
Have we talked about how summer is my favorite season?
Probably.
I'm in mourning.
Are you?
Yes.
Because summer is ending.
It's winding shortly. Down.
We have officially till September 22nd.
That's true.
So we still have about a month left.
Right.
A little over a month. So how about that?
Yes.
So that should make you feel a little better.
It does make me feel a little better. Yeah. I feel like people equate the starting of school with the ending of summer. And that's not true. It's still hot out there. It's,
right.
It's still light. Although it's not as light. You know, it was light till like 8:45.
I know.
The height of summer.
Well, it's darker longer in the mornings when I'm up rummaging around getting ready to come here. So
right.
I've noticed that.
I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it. My circadian rhythms are feeling it.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible. But
terrible.
That's what happens.
Terrible.
It happens.
But this
I'm
is
sorry for your rhythms.
In.
Yeah.
I know, my rhythms.
Hang in there.
My delicate rhythms.
Yes. But please hang in there. But anyway, everyone, this is the That's Interesting show when Megan and I are here, but we're really not the focus of the show because it's really you who are the focus of the show. This is the program where we want you to call in. And so if you look at the crawl at the bottom of the screen, if you're watching us on video, there's the number. But if you're listening on the radio, you're probably saying, what is the number
what
to
is
call?
The crawl?
What is the number to call, right?
Yeah,
and so
it's 566-3909.
That's right, 505-566-3909. Give us a call and just share what's interesting in your world. That's kind of the whole point of the show.
It's,
you know,
that's why it's
tell
fun.
Us about your rhythms.
That's why it's fun. Tell
yeah.
us about your circadian rhythms.
That's right.
Give me tips
exactly
on how to deal with the transition.
Yeah, because, you know, forever I worked nights, you
ooh,
know, in,
yeah.
in television.
That's hard.
You know, like 2 to 11 kind of a schedule. And then I shifted to mornings here at the radio station, and it took my circadian rhythm a while, like a year, I think, before my body finally said, oh, I guess this is a permanent thing now.
Yeah.
When I shifted, because it was hard to get up, but I
working nights
didn't miss
tough.
A show. I enjoyed it, but it was just the shift to getting up in the morning that, you know, even
that's
though I
rough.
Slept the same amount of time and all that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It's
right.
all about the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. But, you know, but I'd come home at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock after the late newscast, and I'd be up till probably 2, you know, to kind of have dinner and calm down and, you know, decompress and all that. So, had all the lights on in the house probably.
Probably.
To make it seem like daylight, daytime.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But, yeah. So, anyway, so those are my rhythms for about a year.
Ooh.
So, there you go. Hey, we have a caller.
All right.
Should we?
What's this caller saying?
Should we put them on the air?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we do here at KSJE. So good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Megan. This is Roman. How are you guys doing this morning?
It is Roman.
Roman.
Fan of the show.
Fan
friend of the show.
Show.
Exactly.
We're good.
My calendar reminded me even an hour early because I am on. I'm in Flagstaff, Arizona, headed to Los Angeles to go watch the Dodgers play this weekend.
Oh.
Ooh, fun.
Good for you.
So well, calling from the waiting room at the about the board in about half an hour here, but I still had time to make the call.
Good. Well, we appreciate that. So you're flying into L.A.? Is that what you're doing?
That is what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm on board. I'm on board with Megan. It feels like the end of summer. I know it's another month still, but it's always when school starts. It's my saddest time because it is winding down, and I feel like, oh, maybe I haven't done enough. So this trip is going to help alleviate that feeling.
Well, baseball always is summer feeling, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that'll help, I would think.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm a baseball fan on some sense, and that it's my favorite of the sports, but I don't know much about sports, but my favorite team is the Dodgers, so there you have it.
Well, all right. See? There you go.
Nice. I'll bring you back a sticker, Megan.
Ooh, he does well with the sticker, Scott.
Yeah. There you go. Now, what about, though, if you're a parent, I would think that the fall might be a more happier time of the year because the kids are going back to school.
Oh, yeah.
You're beyond that,
my
though.
I'm beyond that. When my kids were in school, that was my favorite time, to get them out of the house, get them back in their schedule, which is what I appreciated.
Right. In a loving, supportive, parental way. I understand that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way to put it. I appreciate that, Scott.
Right, of course. Well, very good. Well, enjoy the game. Guys. Safe travels. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Keep listening. See you guys.
All right.
Later.
Thank you, Roman. I think he's called in like every week.
He's so faithful.
He is. He has a reminder on his phone.
He's so faithful.
Right?
That guy.
That's the kind of listener every radio station wants.
That's the
if
kind
we
of
can
listener.
Clone him a million times.
Yes, I know. That'd be great. We need to get him a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
We should get him something.
Maybe. A radio-free t-shirt.
Hey, we have a few of those lying around. We'll see what we can do.
Gotta get him to the bookstore, man.
That's right. But there you go. Anyway, but thank you. That opens up a phone line. So you can call in 566-3909, 505-566-3909. This is the That's Interesting Show with Scott and Megan when we get to talk about whatever's interesting in your world, in our world. And that's kind of why we're here this week. So. You had a topic you wanted to cover as well this morning, besides the end of summer, which is very depressing.
It's sad. I know, it's so hard.
But some people like fall. I'd like fall. You know, I mean, summer is hot here.
Yeah.
You know, and fall gets cooler and the leaves are changing. And so a lot of people do like the fall season.
Yeah, to me, I trade off. I'm like, I'll take the heat if I get the longer days.
I see.
That's
what it's all about for you.
For me, it's all about the longer
days. To do
days.
More things. Because you can be more active outside.
Yeah, you get out, you know, I get out of work at 5. I still have like 4 hours to like do things.
I think to nap. You think to do things.
To do things.
Right.
Scott.
Yes, right. This is why we're different.
I know. This is why we play off each other nicely.
Yes.
We compliment each other.
Exactly. That's right. So
yes.
Okay.
So my topic is homelessness because I've been shadowing Street Medicine, which is a program that few have heard of.
Right.
IHS started it. Indian Health Services began this program. And they do one day a week in Farmington on Wednesdays. And it's a couple of doctors, a couple of nurses, and they pack up all their stuff, their gear. They hop in one of those big Suburbans and drive around town and stop where there's a congregation of people that look like they might be without shelter,
mm-hmm.
and just tend to their medical needs.
Wow.
And yeah, they'll do antibiotics. They'll stitch up if there's a laceration that needs stitches. They'll do that. They'll do wound care, you know, check people's, sometimes people have a bum knee or something, and they sort of check for things, and then if it's serious enough, they'll take them to the ER, but a lot of stuff can kind of be handled through this street medicine. So I was talking to a friend about it, and she was asking about my philosophy on giving money to people on, like, street corners.
Okay,
who
right.
ask for money.
Sure.
What are you supposed to do?
Right.
With the knowledge that a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people on the streets suffer from addiction. And so the knowledge of, oh, are they just going to go use this to buy more substances to abuse?
Right.
You know?
Or
and,
use it for food or water
right.
or whatever.
Who knows what they're going to use
right.
it for.
Okay.
And so that was the the question that was out there. And, you know, my thing was kind of, my answer was, hey, we have a couple responsibilities here. We know that some people do not want to change and do not wish to change that aspect of their life. Some people might be trying to change but struggling to. And then we have a moral obligation in some way to deal with this problem.
Sure.
And, you know, it's also true that if it's in the case of alcohol, delirium tremors, which are very dangerous. And if you're withdrawing from alcohol, say you were a heavy drinker and you're in withdrawals, it could actually kill you. You can actually have seizures and it could kill you. So on some level, even if they were going to go spend it on alcohol, it would maybe be worth it because you'd actually be saving a life to give it.
Right.
Plus, you don't know. Maybe this is the day they spend it on food. Maybe they don't, but this is the moment that they go and they spend it on something productive. So that was the conversation, Scott. So I want to know your thoughts on all of that.
Oh, well, you know, I definitely feel we should be compassionate, but I do kind of wonder. I think I've heard some people say instead of giving out cash, they might give out like a bottle of water,
right,
or food, some kind of a bag of food. You'll get a takeout meal or something and hand that over to the person who's asking for a donation or whatever like that instead of cash, just for that what you describe, because they don't maybe want to pay into their habit maybe or their addiction or things along that line. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm kind of more on that school.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big supporter of the United Way, which I donate to and give money to that organization because they provide money to many of these emergency services that we have in our community to hopefully help these individuals and help them break that cycle,
right,
and that addiction and things along that line. And so, you know, that's kind of been my philosophy throughout these years. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone has their own personal policies, right? But I do think we have a responsibility to our whole community, right? And if some people need a hand up, not a hand out, you know, we could be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think another problem that we have in this community is we don't have an emergency shelter. We have PATH, but that's not really an emergency shelter. That's a program,
right,
for you to get back on your feet. So there is an emergency shelter, but it's all the way out heading towards the Bisti. What is that highway?
371.
Yes.
Before the Bluffs, right down there.
Right before the Bluffs. Mm-hmm. And so it's all the way out there next to Total Behavioral Health. And so it's really difficult because the people congregate in town, and then getting all the way out there is rough.
Right.
They used to have a shelter right downtown called The Roof, and that's the one they moved. And I think the idea was they moved it right next to the Wet Shelter, which is a shelter that people go to when they're in withdrawal, and Total, so that there would be a sort of a seamless transition between shelter and services, which I love that idea, but I do think that there's a loss when we don't have a space downtown to put people, and
right,
that's where you get exposure deaths.
True. Well, and The Roof, as I recall, used to be open only during the winter months,
yes,
for that very reason,
right,
and they would send out a Suburban or a van, right, to actually patrol kind of the streets to look for people who maybe were looking like they needed shelter.
Yes.
And before they, you know, curled up for the night and maybe froze or died, they would try to pick them up and take them to that shelter to protect them and give them a safe place to go.
Right. And they still have the, what is it called? The non-emergency, it is the
transportation.
The bus that goes around, they still have that where you can call the bus if somebody looks like they're in distress.
Right.
And it's
good.
Not, you know, it has members of the police force, but it's not a criminal justice situation. It's people,
right,
that are there to help.
Gotcha.
So,
good.
And transport. So it still exists, but
but it takes them to the shelter that's a little bit more away from downtown.
Right.
And I guess that's an issue too, right? When you mentioned that it'd be nice to have something like that downtown, but then we hear from the downtown business owners who say, you know, having folks congregating in that area isn't the best driver for business activity.
Right.
And so they've, I know, I think complained to the city with their concerns, maybe not a complaint, but a concern. And I think that was part of the conversation that the city decided to maybe help move that shelter out of the downtown area.
Right.
So it's complicated.
It is complicated.
You know? Yeah.
But street medicine is an awesome program. And I will say this, IHS covers, obviously, all of the supplies, the medicines, the medical supplies, but it does not cover the basic goods. They hand out food, they hand out water, they hand out clothing. None of that is covered by IHS. So if it's something that you're interested in donating to, call us.
Okay.
I'll give more information.
There you go. That'd be good. And that's important.
It's important.
And so they do that here. Do they do that in other communities too, or through IHS? Do you know? Or is this just the one you're familiar with?
So from? They're going to spread to Durango, mm-hmm. and they're going to spread to Cortez.
Okay.
Dr. Asha Atwell is a very driven and very kind individual who
right.
really wants to make sure that we're taking care of people in all of these places. So.
Nice. Sounds like a potential future guest for the other show that we do.
She would be great. She would do it.
So
too.
I may give you that for homework today.
We might
today.
Do a little connection.
Yeah. So there you go. But that would be great. But good for you for finding out about it.
Yeah.
And you went out with them, you said.
Yeah, I've been out with them twice. This is part of my field hours for my other degree that I'm working on.
Ah, okay.
So.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're learning a lot.
Yes.
As you do that, so. Very good. This is That's Interesting on KSJE with Scott and Megan. We invite you to also call in. Maybe there's something going on in your world that you find that's interesting that you would like to share with us and our audiences. You can give us a call this morning at 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. We've already heard from a Dodgers fan, so maybe there's some other baseball
maybe
fans that
want Giants fan
that want equal time,
that
right?
Needs to get on here. Yeah,
exactly. We could certainly do that. I was going to bring up the whole idea of optimism this
it.
Morning
Go on.
From my work with the actors on Annie, which is in its final weekend, by the way, at the Farmington Civic Center. Shameless plug.
You should plug
but
it.
We invite folks to come and check it out. But it's been really exciting. But that the theme of the Annie musical, right, is that, you know, there's this orphan and she had this horrible childhood and thinks her parents are looking for her and she's looking for her parents and finds out the parents are not looking for her. They passed away. And she meets this really rich guy and her life kind of changes and there's a new optimism with all the orphans then as, you know, they're able to maybe, you know, have better conditions and better childhoods and things along that. And that whole song about tomorrow is all about, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow because tomorrow will be a better day. If you're having a rough day today, tomorrow's going to be better.
Right. And the sun always continues to, there's a couple of constants in our life. And
yes,
I'll never
thank goodness.
Forget when I was getting my first master's, the dean of students was talking to us. This was like in the orientation. And she was like, yeah, sometimes, like, some of you are probably going to fail. Like, you're going to fail the big test. You're going to fail that. But guess what? The world keeps spinning. You'll wake up the next day, you know, and these things. And there are some terrible tragedies that we can't discount that take time
yes.
to recover from.
Right.
But there's a lot of things that we worry about that are not terrible tragedies. They won't wreck us. They're not going to take a lot of time to recover from. And, like, you're talking about perspective here, I think, keeping perspective.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Right. And you're right. There are, I mean, obviously, maybe some things can't be resolved in a 24-hour period.
Sure.
But, you know, but I think that optimistic view, which is something that I've always tried to have, you know, even when things maybe weren't going so smoothly, you know, it's just something that I think is important for your frame of mind and maybe your well-being to really think about, well, yeah, today's kind of cruddy, but I'm hopeful that tomorrow's going to be less cruddy.
Yeah.
Even if it can't be maybe sunny and wonderful, it may be less cruddy.
Yeah.
So.
Even if it's in the winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. With well, 6 hours of daylight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God, that's rough. Yes. And to the point about well-being, it does directly translate to our physical well-being, our frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It does change us on a cellular level. On the basement level.
You're choking up. It's okay. You're getting emotional.
I understand. I'm getting really emotional.
Yes.
But it changes us on a basement level. Our mindset can really change our health outcomes.
Well, sure. And we know people suffer from depression.
Right.
And that can be really difficult to get out of, you know, and I get that. And so
yes,
that's why.
Complex.
Right. But, you know, definitely, you know, when you're in the depths of depression, I would think that, you know, it does take a lot to kind of get out of that. And people ask folks to, you know, find help, seek help, get assistance, because sometimes we can't do that on our own.
Right.
And it's okay to ask for help with that.
Right.
So that's a very important thing too. Yes. But I still think, you know, for me, you know, I'm pretty optimistic person, and you know, I think that's a good way to be. If you can be.
You
know, and I know people are struggling.
Well, yeah. And there's a difference between a mental health condition and optimism, right?
Yes.
But perspective certainly helps both. But, you know, to your point, one's a physiological illness and the other's a frame of mind. But I think it does go back to what we choose to weigh us. Where do we put our energy, right? Where attention right. goes, energy flows is what they say. So where are we placing our attention?
Right, yeah. Right. Very true. And I think, you know, again, there are certain things that we can control in our life, in our world. But I think as we found out over the last couple of years, there's a lot of stuff we can't control.
Right.
That's just coming at you, whether it's a pandemic or job stuff or personal stuff or whatever. Right. And so I think it's important to understand, you know, when you just have to admit that I can't control that, but I can certainly control my reaction to that.
Correct.
That's impacting me.
Correct.
And that's maybe the big difference for some people.
Yeah, and we need each other to, like, sometimes we got to, somebody has to tether somebody else or buoy up somebody else. We need a communal optimism.
Right, right. Let's go to the phones, shall we?
Yeah, I think there's a caller.
Another caller on the phones. Let's go to the phones. And good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, my doctor. Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
What's your name?
How can we help you? What's interesting in your world?
Hey, my doctor.
All right. I think we've got a bad connection. But thank you for calling in. I couldn't make that out.
I couldn't hear it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hard to make that out. So, sadly, unfortunately.
Right. But
it's a cell service issue.
Maybe it is, but maybe you can get to a different spot and call us back. How's that? We'll try that. But thank you very much. She was calling in from out of town. So, at least the number was out of town.
Yeah, maybe it was a wrong number.
Maybe it was a wrong number.
Sorry.
That would be interesting.
Oh,
you know,
geez. Okay.
Right? So anyway, so there you go.
Yeah.
But that means there's room for one more call. If you'd like to call in and share something that's interesting in your world, how do you deal with disappointments in your life or struggles in your life or challenges? Do you try to stay optimistic, you know, or something else?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people talk about gratitude. You might have heard like the gratitude journal thing. And I think the key with gratitude is to be very specific. So I could say, oh, I'm grateful for my friends, which is true. But I can also, if I drill down to a more specific, like I'm grateful for the time that friend did X.
Right.
That the specificity
sure.
of gratitude is supposed to be very, very helpful and more helpful than just saying like, yeah, sure, I'm grateful.
Right. You know? Sure. Yeah. Well, and for so people that are mentioned, I'm sure that would feel very, very happy about that you're
yeah.
grateful for them.
Yeah, right. I mean, what if we just talked about how grateful we are of each other? Like, I'm grateful for Scott Micklin.
Really?
Yes.
Just because you're sitting here.
No.
That's why you're saying
no,
that.
No, I'm deeply grateful.
Really? Well, thank you.
Yeah. Why are you surprised?
I don't know. Well, it's nice to hear. I don't think we hear that quite enough, which is your point.
We don't hear that enough, but we should because
yes.
it's true.
Well, I have to say, it sounds like I'm just copying you, but I'm grateful for you because of all that you have brought to the community and to KSJE.
Yeah, see?
I try to be specific.
Doesn't this feel nice, being specific?
It does feel nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. So, callers, audience, what are you grateful for? This is an opportunity to share with our audiences. We invite you to call in. This is the That's Interesting program on KSJE. Megan and I do this every other Friday to open up the phone lines. We don't have other call-in opportunities in Farmington, so we kind of, you know, throw the doors open and let folks call in.
Yes.
And just share with us whatever's going on in your world that you find interesting. And we've heard from a lot of people over the course of this program. We started it, gosh, back in the spring, didn't we?
Yes.
How about that?
I know. How about that? Time.
Time flies.
Keeps on ticking into the future.
There's a song like that.
The song says.
Exactly.
I don't know who it's by.
Someone will know.
I bet call
someone
in.
Could call in and tell us who that is.
Call
but yeah.
in and tell us.
Gosh, it's ringing a bell, but it's not quite connecting in my brain of who sang that song. But thinking about it. Now the lyrics are going back and forth in my head.
That's
now.
Good.
So thank you. That'll be an earworm all day.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Of course it will.
Yeah. So thanks for that. But there you are. So, but we're talking about gratitude. And so, anything else on that topic?
No. And I'm thinking about other things I've been reading here and listening to. you know, I'm in school, so like there's only a limited amount of time I can read outside of what I'm supposed to read.
Right.
But we just read and heard, we heard a lecture and read, and it was a live lecture. It was cool. Not, you know, thank God for Zoom. Now that we have that, we can actually like live time hear from people, and it's the next best thing to being there in person. But this guy was an ophthalmologist, and he was also a public health guy, and he was sent across the world to initially do a cholera assessment. And this is a cool story because it's one of those stories where you might think you're going for one issue, and then in the process of that, you discover all sorts of other, like, we just don't know
right
what's going to happen.
Right.
And so he discovered that there was a lot of like night blindness in kids, and some kids went from night blindness to full blown blindness, and some kids didn't, and it was a more mild form of like a glaucoma issue. But what he discovered was it was a vitamin A deficiency. This was in Bangladesh. And in the course of his, he thought, oh, vitamin A deficiency was just related to blindness. But what he discovered in his study was it's actually related also to death. And so he was one of the first ones to discover that vitamin A deficiency can cause mortality in children.
Oh.
I know. And just, again, an example of, you know, you might be, these people might be collecting data for one thing, and then, of course, they make these discoveries, and a lot of scientific discoveries are happy accidents.
Right.
So diabetes discovery was a happy accident. They didn't mean that. So a lot of medications were a happy accident in what they actually worked on, the mechanisms they worked on.
Right.
So anyway, I thought that was really fascinating. It was one of my favorites that I've read so far. So
that is interesting. Yeah. See? There you go. We've gotten a note that Steve Winwood is the performer of the song you quoted.
I love Steve Winwood.
Well, there you are.
So he had a band.
Probably.
He had a band.
Probably.
Period.
Go on.
But he had a super group. This was back in the 70s, and the group was called Blind Faith, and they had one record, super good record. I don't remember the title of the record. Maybe this person will help out. But Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood.
Well, that's some good names right there, right?
Then,
that's a bunch of talent.
Yeah, and then two more that I'm forgetting that were also part of other bands.
Okay.
And check out Can't Find My Way Home. That's one of their hit singles.
It sounds like it might end up on your show one of these weeks.
It's actually on the show this week.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, it's on the playlist.
Okay. What's the topic this week? We should probably we could talk about that since we're
talking
about
lost.
Music. Is what?
Lost. So either
is that the word with an O or a U?
What? Oh, lost.
Lost. Okay.
Not lust.
I define.
That would be.
I wasn't sure.
That would be a steamy show.
There are songs about both.
There
so
are
I was
songs
just
about
trying
both.
To clarify.
No, lost.
But thank you.
And it is both lost geographically or lost like in feeling, like
sure.
I'm feeling lost.
All right. Well, that's what we're trying to talk about, isn't it?
Yes.
How about that?
I know.
It's like we had a meeting about this, but we really didn't.
We never do.
No. Surprise,
but
audience.
We really never do. So Radio Free Saturday mornings are every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m., right here on KSJE 90.9 FM or in Durango 103.3 FM,
or
you can stream anywhere. And I have a number of people across the United States that stream.
See there, your fans.
So, yes.
Of course.
So check it out.
I bet some of them master smart speaker to play your show, and it does. If you play KSJE and it'll do it.
Isn't that cool?
It's pretty cool.
It's so cool.
And then when it's on like your computer or your phone, or if you have a smart speaker with a video screen, you actually get to see the song that's playing, information about the song,
right,
and maybe some album art and stuff.
Right.
Like, that's kind of cool.
Right.
I like that. So there you are, everyone. So lost music is what we're talking about this week on your show. Okay.
Yes. So as usual, we play a song and we'll talk about the artists and we'll talk about the stories and we'll talk about all that stuff too. So it's a mix between... it's not just music, it's music plus story.
Of course.
So
there's always a Megan story.
Always.
Always. Which is what we love about the show.
Yes.
So there you are, the eclectic mix.
The eclectic music mix of the Four Corners.
That's you. That's right. Me. Exactly. And your fan base around the country.
That's right.
Coast to coast.
Coast. Actually, truly.
Well, yeah.
It is coast to coast.
I know. I figured. That's true.
So got my east, got my central, got my west.
There you go. Very good. Well, excellent. Well, all right. Well, I think we're about out of time for the show this morning. Fun. I mean, if somebody wanted to quick call in, we could try to squeeze them in. But we're kind of getting to the end of our time here.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a good show. Talked about a lot of cool things.
Totally.
We appreciate the folks.
Talk a lot about big things. Taking care of our neighbor.
Sure.
Having some optimism, perspective.
Very important. Yes. All those good things, but we appreciate that, everybody. We will be back next week in the same space and time with our Solutions from the Street program. A really cool program next week. I'm excited about it. And our guests, right? It's how our local community, not a big community, right? We're kind of a smallish community, but we are responding to a global problem.
That's right. And that is phenomenal. That's another phenomenal thing.
Yeah.
If there's a cause that needs some help, you can help wherever you are.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. And so our community is stepping up, and we'll explain what that means next week when you join us at 8 o'clock right here on Friday on Solutions from the Street. And we'll be back with that. So there you go. Very good. Well, I think we'll wrap up the show.
Okay.
All right. But thank you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and calling in and joining us each and every week. We really appreciate it. We invite you to tell your friends, share this program, and spread the word that we are here every Friday with either Solutions from the Street or That's Interesting. On a That's Interesting week, you can call in, as you see on the screen, and share whatever's interesting in your world. And we would hope to hear from more of you as the show continues. So until next week, though, have a great week and a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Saturday, August 20th, Rock, Blues, and Country with Black Velvet. Saturday, August 27th, Jazz with Didette. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m. KSJE is proud to support the San Juan Medical Foundation's 42nd Annual Walkathon, Saturday, September 17th. The Walkathon is the Foundation's premier annual event, the fundraising effort that supports the Connolly Hospitality House and the San Juan Medical Foundation's mission of enhancing the health and well-being of people in the Four Corners community. Register to walk, sponsor a walker, or make a donation at sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com.